Hey, thanks for downloading the podcast. And remember, if you want to listen live, download the iHeartRadio app, download the TuneIn app, and just search for Fantasy Sports Radio Network, and you can listen to this program live. Also, if you want to watch the video of this podcast, check us out on YouTube, on Twitch, or on Periscope, and type in, you guessed it, Fantasy Sports Network. You'll find us there. Enjoy the show, and thanks for listening.
It's the news update on Make It Rain.
Good morning, Joe. Good morning, Dane. It is Chris Pavona with your Fantasy Sports
morning,
News
Chris.
Update. Good morning, Dane. And Joe, I'm going to make sure that I never, ever ask you if I'm doing my news updates any good, because I know for a fact you're going to be like, you're not getting a participation trophy from me just for you doing the news updates.
I tried really hard. Like, if you're going to start a sentence off like that, like, don't. Like, forget it.
Well, guys,
so close.
Well, Joe, I'm going to try really, really hard here. I promise I'm going to try. But let's take a look at the end. Let's take a look at some of the news now. A pair of game sevens in the NBA playoffs.
Well, that didn't last long, did it?
There's my participation trophy right there for you.
Golf clap. Golf clap.
Thank you. Oh, thank you. Thank you. Thank you. Yes, yes, yes. A pair of game sevens end in epic fashion in the NBA playoffs last night. First in Denver in a back-and-forth game seven that mirrored this highly competitive second-round series. C.J. McCollum buries mid-range jumpers from near the left side of the free throw line all game, chases down Jamal Murray for a LeBron James-like series-saving block, and delivered the dagger that helped the Portland Trail Blazers break through a 19-year wall. For the first time since 2000, the Blazers are headed to the Western Conference Finals. McCollum orchestrated the comeback with 37 points, 9 rebounds, and the block on Murray to help Portland advance with a 100-96 victory over the Denver Nuggets. The Blazers overcame a 39-22 deficit with 7:26 remaining in the second quarter, happening to be the largest deficit erased in a Game 7 since the Los Angeles Lakers did it, led by Shaquille O'Neal and Kobe Bryant, back from 16 down against, guess who? The Portland Trail Blazers in the 2000 Conference Finals. Tomorrow night, the Blazers set their sights on the Warriors as they tip off from Oakland for Game 1 of the Western Conference Finals at 9 p.m. Eastern. In the later game, with the game tied at 90 and 4.2 seconds remaining, the ball was inbound to the Raptors star Kawhi Leonard, who was guarded by 76ers guard Ben Simmons. As Leonard dribbled along the right side of the perimeter, Sixers center Joel Embiid pursues him along the right side with less than a second remaining regulation. Leonard elevates in the right corner over Embiid's outstretched arm, and pretty much hitting, watching the ball hit every single side of the rim, Leonard makes the Game 7 buzzer beater. The first Game 7 buzzer beater in NBA history, after his fadeaway jumper bounced about four times on the rim, falling through, and the Toronto Raptors won 92-90 over the Philadelphia 76ers. The decisive shot was the final basket of a historic night for Leonard, who scored the game-high 41 points and only the second buzzer beater in a winner-take-all game in the postseason, only after Michael Jordan's iconic shot to feed the Cleveland Cavaliers in the first round of the 1989 Eastern Conference first-round playoffs. After the game, Joel Embiid, who was the one who tried to contest Kawhi's final shot, he only had nothing but good things to say about Kawhi Leonard.
Great player, obviously. No, he did his thing. Got to give him credit. You know, he made some tough shots the whole series. They leaned on him heavily. Don't know. But he's a great player.
That's it.
Great analysis, Joel.
76ers, they go home. Toronto, they travel to Milwaukee for the Eastern Conference Finals. They face the top-seeded Bucks in Game 1 on Wednesday. The Western Conference Finals will be an interesting one for one royal basketball family. The Curry family celebrated the Portland Trail Blazers' 196 victory over Denver in Game 7, setting up this Western Conference that will be a Curry family affair. Blazers' Seth Curry will face Steph Curry for the right to get to the NBA Finals when the Trail Blazers play Golden State starting Tuesday night. It's the first time in NBA history that two brothers will play against each other in a Conference Finals or NBA Finals. This is, of course, according to the Elias Sports Bureau here. Seth thinks the ordeal will be stressful for their mother, but Sonya Curry said to ESPN after Game 7, "It's going to be so much fun. It is from our end to see both of our sons to compete at this level, and for the goal to be a champion. To be a champion is such a blessing. We never could have imagined this. One of them might go home, but we're going to the championship. Steph holds a 7-2 record against his brother Seth, but interestingly enough, those two losses, they came this year, guys. So that might be something to look at.
That is interesting. The Trailblazers and Warriors split the season series 2-2, both with the experience of winning on the other's home court. So that's there. But one thing to note, though, all four of the series, the season series matchups between Portland and Golden State happened before the Nurkic injury. Okay, so it'll be new ground for them to play without the Portland big man.
And neither one of those, all of those games, none of them were actual close games. They were all by 10 or more points the other team won. So they kind of was either feast or famine when they played each other. They either, you know, they either ran away with it or they lost by at least 10 or more. So it'll be interesting to see if they can close the gap.
Also, guys, quickly, the reports are that DeMarcus Cousins will play in the Western Conference Finals. Kevin Durant,
he's
still going to be sitting out. That's the news for right now. We got more coming up in the next hour. I'm Chris Pavona. It is Monday, guys. Let's enjoy it.
You're listening to the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.
Let it ride!
Remember the class where I taught y'all how to make it rain?
Make it rain.
Dollar, dollar bills, y'all.
All right, hour number two here to Fantasy Sports Radio Network as we dive in here, see if we can help you make it rain on this Monday. Trying to pick up the pieces, put it all together, figure out what in the hell just happened here. Over the weekend, couple of game sevens. We've got, James Harden and Chris Paul throwing up all over themselves again. We've got controversy in the UFC and in Rio and Brazil. And let this be a lesson to anybody who is, AARP related there. Probably not the best that you step into the octagon anymore. Just saying. Maybe one of the big takeaways this weekend is if you're over the age of 40 and you haven't actually fought within the last 60 days.
Combat sports are not for you. You might lose a leg.
Find something else to do. Just saying, find something else to do there, please. Crazy weekend here, too, in Miami here, down in my neck of the woods. I told you guys off air that Rolling Loud was here. And that comes every year, right at Dolphin Stadium, in fact. But there were gunshots raining out on Ocean Drive, guys, which I can tell you right now, it's filled with nothing but Bentleys and Ferraris. Right. And, to have gunshots erupt near one of the busiest and biggest malls here in South Florida in one of the ritziest areas was pretty crazy, got to tell you. Traffic
was
a nightmare.
It's like you guys were in Latvia, Joe.
Yeah, I'm telling you, it was stories all over the weekend. You've got you've got rappers getting shot at here in the most expensive part of this country. And then you've got guys like, Kristaps Porzingis on one leg getting beat up over in Europe at a nightclub. Like, guys, chill out, man. Like, too much going on right now in the world of sports. You can't be getting busted up if you're Kristaps Porzingis. Dallas has got to be like, oh, man, like, really? What are we doing here? Cops still haven't figured out, like, what the hell was going on with the gunshots. They haven't released anything. So it's just it was crazy all the way around, not just in sports, but, South Florida. Come on down, Dane, anytime you want, man. We got Bentleys and Bullets. Why don't you come on down, man?
Sounds good. I might have to take you up on that. Guys, is that any way to honor your mothers on Mother's Day weekend?
Exactly.
If your mother could see you now, you would be ashamed of yourself.
Absolutely terrible, man. Put the guns away on Mother's Day.
Listen to what Chris said about Andro 400.
I've lost almost 40 pounds in 10 weeks. My son was getting married, and when I went for the suit fitting, I was a size 48. And when I went back to do the final fitting, I was a 44. I have more energy, that's for sure. I probably lost 4 inches around my belly. I'm 57, and I'm back when I was in my 30s.
Here's what Dwayne said about Andro 400.
This product really works. I'm an old guy, and I don't trust nobody. And I've tried all kinds of stuff. It's one of the few things I've ever bought that works. I couldn't believe it. I feel better. I have more energy. I walk 12 miles a day. I feel great. It's changed my life. It really has. It's really incredible.
Guys, if you'd like to lose belly fat, gain energy, and feel great, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. andro400.com.
You know, as an allergy sufferer, you're wired differently.
I sure feel that way.
That's why there's Nasacort. It's different, too. You see, unlike antihistamines, Nasacort targets and inhibits more of the allergic inflammation that causes your congestion and other nasal allergy symptoms.
My antihistamine doesn't do that?
None of them do.
Oh, that is different.
And it's why Nasacort's more effective at giving you 24-hour relief.
So even if I'm wired differently,
Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed.
From the NFL to the NBA, DailyRoto.com is the place to win millions in daily fantasy. You can get the best DFS and NFL coverage all season long for a price of $129.99 or dominate the entire daily fantasy sports realm with the Elite Package at $59.99 per month. If you use the promo code FNTSY, you get 10% off your DailyRoto package. Go to DailyRoto.com, pick your NFL or Elite Package, enter promo code FNTSY, and you'll be on your way to becoming the next Daily Roto millionaire.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
All right, hour number two here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri, Dane Martinez. Let's make it rain here as we take a look at what happened over the weekend. And we look ahead to this week, another big week in the world of sports, not just because we've got conference finals in the NBA, but we've got, of course, Major League Baseball continuing to plug along. And it's now at that point of the season in Major League Baseball where 2 months in, we can kind of defer or actually come up with some trends and some situations here, certainly from a numbers and analytical standpoint on who some of these teams are right now. Who's about to get better? Who's about to go the other way? We'll talk about that coming up here at the bottom of the hour. But it was all about the NBA over the weekend. Yesterday, Raptors take down the Sixers 92-90. Game 7, Kawhi Leonard destroys the city of Philadelphia. Somebody else from Toronto, I don't know what it is with Philadelphia and the city of Toronto. Joe Carter first, now Kawhi Leonard, yeah, right, just destroying the hopes and dreams of Philly fans. 76ers did cover, though, in that game. And don't I know it. I had them at 6.5, but it was a six-point closing line. They also, both of these teams, they could have played the game twice and not hit the over. 210. Raptors, minus 250 series favorites, for those of you that had that. The Blazers, in the early game, beat the Nuggets 100-96. Their NBA second round series 4-3 closed at a 5.5-point road underdog. They were plus 200 on the money line. Know that too. And they stayed under the 211.5. Portland was a plus 125 series underdog. So congrats to those of you that when everyone else was going left, you went right. So some of that, that's actually the most profitable betting strategy there is known to mankind. If everyone keeps telling you that this team is going to win, it happened twice, by the way, in 3 days, guys. All right. The same thing happened on Friday, where all I ever heard or read was how Houston was going to win and force this back to game seven, and how Golden State was in trouble and lay the 6 points. And then, of course, the game happens and Steph Curry's got no points in the first half. They're tied 57-57 and people are still doubling down at halftime on the Houston Rockets. And oh, yeah, by the way, Steph Curry ended up going for 30 points in the second half. Not only hit his prop bet, but he also took down the Houston Rockets. Yeah. So when everybody tells you how one team is guaranteed to win, yeah, it probably behooved you to go
like the 80-20 rule,
the other way.
Something like that? The 80-20 rule, they call it? Like when 80% of the 20. People are on something?
Yeah.
Well, even more then.
Yeah,
you know?
I couldn't even find,
well, in the public.
Find anybody on Golden State or Portland here over the last 3 days. Unreal.
Fade in the public.
Underdogs, 2-0 Sunday. 16-9, the underdogs in the second round. Favorites overall, 33-31 against the number. And the overs continue to lead, 14-10 in this round. Unders lead the whole NBA playoffs, 35-30. And as we look ahead at some of the lines here, Westgate came out shortly after everything was said and done last night. Game one, Western Conference Finals, Tuesday night, 9 o'clock. You're pushing the envelope there, Dane. 9 o'clock, Portland Trail Blazers, total 218.5. Golden State, 8-point favorite. Series price, Portland, plus 375. Golden State's been bet up to minus 500 right now. So minus 500, plus 375 for Portland. That's going to be tomorrow night, 9 o'clock ESPN. 218.5, minus 8. What were some of the totals? You had mentioned the four games that they played. They split 2-2 during the year. What were some of the totals that we had in those games?
I'll tell you, the lowest total of their season series was 219, Joe.
Lowest.
Their lowest total was 219, and they're hanging a 218 number here. I think that's really interesting. Maybe it's that idea of the playoffs. Maybe it's the idea of the sphincters getting tighter, that sort of thing. But their lowest total for them four regular season games, which went 2-2, both winning once on the road, the lowest total that happened was 219. They're hanging 218 as the total for game one.
Minus 8 there. But again, it's going to be – don't ever count out Portland. I think we can all figure that out now. Do not count out Portland. Eastern Conference, game one is going to be Wednesday night, 8:30 TNT. Total 218 in that game as well. Milwaukee Bucks laying 6.5 at home. Series price, Toronto Raptors plus 260. Milwaukee Bucks minus 330 in this matchup here. Now, I do believe, was it 3-1 Milwaukee in the season series? Is that correct?
I have to go back and check that one. I thought it was actually 2-2 again. But here's what I think is very interesting, Joe. I'll check the wins, but here's what I did get. Check this out. In the two games that were in Milwaukee, the totals wound up being 233 and 239 were the points scored, right? The two that were in Toronto, 203 and 197. Dramatic difference, okay? We're talking about a 35-point difference on average if those games were in Milwaukee versus in Toronto. It looks like in Toronto, you know, kind of a little bit more of a defensive effort, maybe a little bit more of the half court. And we've seen Milwaukee be high-flying at home. Remember, Milwaukee's the team who has more double-digit victories than anybody else. So we may see dramatically different game flow in the Eastern Conference Finals, depending on if it's at Milwaukee or if it is in Toronto. I'll get the season series for you in a second.
It's 3-1. Yeah, no, it is. Okay. It was 3-1 during the series. Bucks won 3-2. Toronto's one win. It's interesting when you look at the comparison between these two teams. You've got you've got the Raptors, who rank 5th and 6th in defensive and offensive rating, going up against a Milwaukee Bucks team who ranks 1st and 4th in defensive and offensive rating. So you've got two of the best defensive and offensive rated teams in the league getting ready to do battle. And some of these prices here that I'm looking at, again, Milwaukee minus 300, plus 240 now for as these numbers are just they're getting crazier too on the minute here. There's already a ton of money coming in on these, which cracks me up here. But opened up plus 260, minus 330. It's already been bet down. if you can believe that already here this morning. A minus 300 for Milwaukee. Toronto Raptors plus 240 right now. Be a lot of Toronto money, loving what they just saw there last night.
Mm-hmm.
How about the series odds too? How about Bucks to win in four plus 700? You got Raptors to win in four. Now these are some phone book numbers. Plus 2800. Raptors to win in five plus 1500. Raptors to win in six plus 600, and the Raptors to win in seven plus 850. And you can still get some decent numbers for the Bucks if you think they're going to win. Plus 704, plus 270 in 5, plus 450 in 6, and plus 320 in 7. So it just depends on how you think. Do you think this has a seven-game series written all over it? Because I just don't know how much Toronto has left in the tank. That's my issue here with this.
Yep.
And that would be my fear if it went more than five games.
Yeah, I agree with you. I think Toronto will put forth a representative effort at the beginning, but then I think they will slowly fade away pretty much as two things happen. As Kawhi runs out of gas, because this does seem to be a one-man band. Pascal Siakam, the Robin, is not right there, and Kyle Lowry's banged up. We saw his thumb and all that stuff. And also, don't forget the Milwaukee Bucks get Malcolm Brogdon back for this series. Like, they're getting helped. You know, they're getting one of their pieces back. That's really important for their team. I think Milwaukee is just... I think they're the better team, and I think it'll show itself as the series goes along. So I'm going to try to find a way to bet this one. I'm not exactly sure yet. I may want to see it play out a little bit. You may see me on the live, but I do think that Milwaukee wins this game, wins this series. And honestly, I would call it, I think I'd call it in five. If you had to put a gun to my head right now, I think I would say Milwaukee in five. I think Toronto can get like game three, but that would be about it. And we've talked about this before when looking at the series prices, Joe. Remember, if you like that home team, it's more likely to go them winning in five or in seven instead of that kind of pivotal game six that would happen on the road. So all that being said, I think my initial knee-jerk reaction here is Bucks in five.
Warriors in four, plus 550. Warriors in five, plus 210. Six plus 90. Seven plus 550. If you think the Blazers can shock the world, plus 4,000 in four, plus 2,400 in five. We'll give you some of the other series notes and statistics coming up as we try to make it rain moving into this week. Huge week. Major championship. Horse racing coming up next.
Freak Nick.
Fantasy.
Host of The Edge here with you, Darvish Greg. I'm not going to drop him yet, but there's nobody more frustrating than to watch in baseball right now as a starting pitcher. I had a few write-in votes yesterday for Noah Syndergaard. I can see why that's frustrating, but dude, you, Darvish, just an absolute mess. Mike, if you owned you, Darvish, even in a 12-team league, would you drop him?
It's very close. I'm getting to the point where you are. I don't think I'm there yet.
Weekdays, noon Eastern on FNTSY Radio and on your popular podcast providers.
Dad, what are you doing?
Cramming for college.
I'm the one going to college.
Yeah, but we need to figure out how we're going to pay for it all.
Discover Student Loans.
Discover does student loans?
Yeah, they're one of the top student loan lenders in the country. It takes 15 minutes or less to apply, and there are no fees for the life of the loan. Best of all, I can earn cash rewards if I get good grades.
Really?
Yeah, we still have time to apply and get a great rate.
So I can just chill. College kids still say that, right?
No one says that, Dad.
Really?
Yeah.
Visit discoverstudentloans.com to apply today. Limitations apply.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your short list fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Maid Sailors is the leading cleaning service in New York City and Boston. We service homes, offices, corporate apartments, and Airbnb turnarounds. Give us a call or a text at 212-299-5170 to book now. That's 212-299-5170. Use the promo code FNTSY for 15% off your first cleaning. For more information, go to maidsailors.com. That's maidsailors.com.
Hi, I'm Keith Urban.
I believe every child is entitled to a complete and inspiring education. Music education programs in our schools help kids learn, socialize, gain confidence, and stay in school. But they need your help to survive. Mr. Holland's Opus Foundation gives school music programs the instruments they need to make this opportunity available to every student who wants to play. With your help, we can keep music alive in our schools and give all kids the education they deserve.
Visit mhopus.org now to find out how you can help.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
So congratulations to the Lakers. Hey. Finally found themselves a head coach. We'll dive into that here in a minute. Welcome in the Fantasy Sports Radio Network. Joe Ranieri alongside Dane Martinez as we start this Monday off, just kind of reflecting on what a great weekend it was in the world of sports from a sports betting perspective, as well as being a sports fan, what you had going on here, the game sevens, the urgencies, the storylines, the drama, the NBA, anybody that thought because LeBron wasn't going to be in these playoffs, you have absolutely forgotten what made the NBA so popular right now. And it's a good reminder that life will go on without LeBron, like life went on without Magic and Michael and Kobe and Shaq, and it will certainly move on without the likes of LeBron James. And this was a good reminder, I think, for folks. Listen, it's always he moves the needle. You know what I mean? It's LeBron friggin' James. I get it. You know, it's like Tiger friggin' Woods, who's going to move the needle this week at Bethpage Black. The PGA Championship will never have the kind of ratings like it's going to have this week. And LeBron is that. But when Tiger left golf, everything went south from a rating standpoint, the interest in the game. The thing about the NBA is that they have done an amazing job of kind of passing that torch from generation to generation. And whether it be Magic and Bird to Michael to Kobe and Shaq, right, and then to LeBron, it's amazing how they've been able to do that over the years and the decades. But I think this was a good reminder this weekend that there is so much talent, young talent, good guys, personal guys, the next generation of the NBA, when the Steph Currys of the world move on, is going to be just fine. And they're going to be on display here over the next couple of weeks, which is really, really, which is great. And I love that. But then again, you've got, I don't know what to, it is absolutely amazing to me that the L.A. friggin' Lakers, right? One of the storied franchise during the NBA playoffs, like one of the biggest franchises in the world, right? So well-known, biggest name in the city in L.A. And keep in mind, you've got a baseball team that went to two World Series, who are dominating again. You've got, the Clippers who made and still the Lakers who have sucked ass now for the last five. Congrats, they are still the number one team in that market. That's how storied a franchise is. And they somehow or another fumbled their way into a Saturday headline. Now, call me crazy here, but when you're the Lakers and you are this, you are so PR conscious. The Lakers, much like the Jets, you want back page headline. Like, you want people talking about your brand and your franchise. You live on that kind of stuff there. So I think all you need to know about what happened and the coach they hired this weekend is that it was released and not even confirmed until Saturday. So that tells you everything you need to know about how excited the Lakers were to have Frank Vogel as their new coach. And while I don't think Frank Vogel is the worst coach in the world for this Lakers, ultimately, I don't think it matters. I mean, as long as it's not Phil Jackson or Popovich or somebody else like that, I don't think LeBron cares one way or the other, because LeBron's not going to really pay any attention to whoever the coach is to begin with. What I do find interesting is that Frank Vogel agreed to a 3-year deal. And why not if you're him? Like, what the hell? Who else was knocking on your door? You know, get a couple of million bucks a year. Go coach the Lakers for 3 years. And oh, by the way, you've got to have Jason Kidd on your staff. Now, for those of you who don't understand, Jason Kidd is wired in with the Rambis clan. Okay. The Rambises, Kurt Rambis, his wife, who are very good friends with Jeannie Buss. They seem to be the one pulling the purse strings here behind the scenes, as is, I do think, Kobe Bryant as well, but I don't think they'll ever admit that. But I do think Kobe Bryant has got a say in what's happening here. Kobe and Jason Kidd also very friendly. They kind, you know, they were counterparts coming up together. They played during the same era. They are actually really good friends. Forcing Jason Kidd to be on the staff, who was also in the running for the head coaching job, he is there for one reason and one reason only, and that is the report to the Rambises what the hell is going on. And Frank Vogel, I'm sure, is not a moron. He knows what the deal is, but I think he just said, yeah, why not? It's Lakers, a head coach, a couple million bucks. So what? I mean, this team is going to be successful or not successful based upon what LeBron James does anyway. So kudos to Frank Vogel for going, you know what? It 3 years and a few million dollars. What the hell do I care? But optically, from the outside, we're talking a Saturday news dump, right? We're talking nobody, no real fanfare, no big announcement, no nothing along those lines. That tells you everything you need to know about the state of the Lakers organization right now. And I'll say it again. This offseason is going to be very pertinent for a lot of franchises and a lot of teams. And like you said, now that Portland's on the radar, Denver's on, Milwaukee, you know, some of these max deal players, these big name guys, who in the hell wants to go play here in L.A. for the Lakers? Like, this is just, it's getting worse, if that's even possible. It's getting worse by the minute. You've got a coaching hire and you've got a hierarchy of the coach has now got a rat, essentially, as his assistant coach forced on him, and who's just waiting for Vogel to screw up, by the way, and then is just going to jump in and become that. The whole thing is a nightmare situation. Who wants to be a part of that, Dane? Like, who do you see going to the Lakers here this year?
Not many, I'll tell you the truth. But here's the thing. Here's the thing, though, Joe. At least Magic Johnson can tweet again, so it's okay. You know, at least Magic
about Kawhi.
And he's
loves
tweeting.
Kawhi.
Exactly. Yep. He's like, oh, my God, great talent. You know, whatever. He likes to have his little post-game analysis on Twitter. So here's the thing. Okay. I agree with you. If you're Vogel, right, this is kind of low stakes for you. It's low risk. You got your 3 years. You're going to go be, you know, have a notch on your belt that you were the head coach of the Lakers. Nice for the resume. But it's low stakes for you because what if you suck, all the excuses are already baked in, right? Got to manage LeBron and the ego. Can't bring the talent over there. You know, there's other teams on a better part of the cycle. And here's the thing. I've said it. You talked about the free agents. I've been saying it for months. The Brooklyn Nets are a more attractive destination than the New York Knicks, and the Los Angeles Clippers are a more attractive destination than the Los Angeles Lakers. The answer to your question of who, and it's hysterical, Joe, you want to know who I do think they're going to sign? Kyrie Irving. I think Kyrie Irving goes back to being with LeBron, understands that he's a Robin, not a Batman, and is okay getting the band back together. I think that is the guy they are going to get. I think Kyrie Irving is going to come with his tail between his legs and be like, you know what? I'm actually comfortable in the LeBron James shadow. I think that, if anybody, is going to be the guy that they get. But you're absolutely right. There was no fanfare about this. You call it the news dump on Saturday when there was no game going on. To me, Joe, it's like you notice how they never had a big-time press conference to introduce Daniel Jones with the Giants, you know? No fanfare kind of thing. I make the analogy to that. They kind of know that this wasn't the sexy move, doesn't move the needle, so they just, you know, run it through. But for Frank Vogel, I think, whatever. Like, the blame won't go on him if they do continue to defecate the mattress, right? There's a lot of other sacrificial lambs there for that. So I think it's a low-risk proposition for him. And you're right, Joe. I can tell you right now, the next coach of the Los Angeles Lakers is Jason Kidd.
Yeah, it really is. And listen, Vogel's not going to attract free agents as a coach, okay?
Right.
But he, at the same time, he's not going to drive them away either. So this is a guy that, let us not forget, he did some things in Indiana with some very mediocre guys They played. They were tough, gritty, not the best talent. He had Paul George, and that was, you know, and then he had like George Hill. He had a bunch of role guys, really. He didn't really have any major outside of Paul George. But you know what? Even LeBron will tell you when he was with Miami there that Indiana was, you were going to have to step on them and beat them down. They weren't going away quietly. Now, whether Frank Vogel was responsible for that, I don't know. I do know he went to Orlando with zero talent and didn't, you know, and lost 70% of his games there and then ended up getting bounced out. But I do think he was the safest choice of what was left because of the fact that he is not. Again, people aren't going to go, I don't want to go play for Frank Vogel. You know, elite free agents, what they do is they tend not to put that much weight into coaches in making their decisions. But it is something that they would consider if they did not. And listen, how LeBron feels about Vogel, I think, will be interesting to watch it unfold. I don't think he cares. I think he's going to say a lot of nice things about his time when he was in Miami and how going up against those Indiana Pacers teams. And he's going to say, what a great coach. But ultimately, we all know he's a defensive minded coach who doesn't really bring a whole hell of a lot to the table from an offensive scheme. He spent 8 seasons on an NBA bench as an assistant coach. Then when Larry Bird got fired, he took over. He's not the worst guy you could have went out and got. Tyrue told you to stick it, right? Monty Williams is like, I'm going to go to this dumpster fire in Phoenix because anything is better than coming to you guys. So Frank Vogel is about as vanilla as there is. Isn't great. Isn't the worst. But you know what? He's not going to cause waves. He's not going to take any of the publicity away from LeBron. And oh, by the way, you still get Jason Kidd on the staff, so you have somebody in the waiting if you don't like what goes on. So safe move, probably the only move that they had left in the bag, I think.
Yeah, I mean, I heard some other kind of nondescript names out there also, like a Mike Woodson, for example, like that could have had a similar kind of impact, being like a generally respected basketball coach that was also not going to, ruffle feathers as you were and kind of would continue to be the yes man, whether that's for the buses or for LeBron, if you want to know the truth. But I think the greater question is, to your point, who wants to go there when the Clippers are a better option? And honestly, in the next 3 years, what we're going to be seeing is the decline of LeBron James. Do you really want to, if you're a free agent, you really want to hitch yourself to that wagon over the next 3 to 5 years?
I think we're in the midst of that that downward spiral. But there is one guy, I think, there is one guy that'll go to the Lakers. I'll tell you who that is.
Searching for an outdoor oasis but don't have time to catch a flight? Join us in the heart of Midtown at Versa, packed with good vibes, great views, and service unmatched. Fully stocked with 5 bars throughout the venue. Aside from our stellar dining menu, Tuesday through Friday, our culinary team has curated a delectable rotation of food activations to be featured on our patio from 5 p.m. to 8 p.m. Join us for nonstop fun on one of New York City's largest patios as rooftop season is finally upon us. Located at 215 West 35th Street, New York, New York. Official partners of the New York Knicks and the New York Rangers.
The Fantasy Sports Network is ready to take you out to the ballgame. Our experts and analysts are following the boys of summer through all 162 games of the 2019 MLB season with the best fantasy baseball analysis in the industry. Catch the latest news and notes every day to help you win your fantasy leagues and your DFS tournaments. We'll always want you back listening and watching the Fantasy Sports Network on the FNTSY radio app and the FNTSY YouTube channel. The Fantasy Sports Network, where we're rooting for your fantasy baseball team.
Lose weight now. Go to fat100.com. Lose that unwanted belly fat today and get free information at fat100.com. Fit in the dress or pants or bathing suits you've always wanted to. Go to fat100.com. Lose 10, 20, or more pounds immediately. Go to fat100.com. For free information on how you can lose weight, go to fat100.com. Fat100.com. That's fat100.com.
Are you single? Everyone single is looking for the best date possible. Well, I found one website that can find you the best date, and it's called thebestdate100.com. Just go there and log in for your free trial and see if you can find your new and maybe last best date. Remember, you can find the best date of your life at thebestdate100.com. That's thebestdate100.com. One more time, thebestdate100.com.
I had great results. I lost 70 pounds. I weighed 265 and went down to 195. My doctor told me, if it works for you, then do it. A lot of people say to me, how did you lose the weight? I said, I take Andro 400 every day. I'm going to take it forever.
That was Walt talking about Andro 400. Now listen to what Bob has to say.
When you listen to your radio commercials, you say that's not possible, but since I've experienced it, your commercials aren't strong enough. I am 76, and I've had a belly for way too long. My whole body is shrinking. My energy level has gone up, and the only thing different is Andro 400. It's great stuff. I tried other products, and nothing happened.
Guys, if you'd like to lose stubborn belly fat, gain energy, and feel years younger, try Andro 400, the safe, natural, and affordable way to boost your testosterone. Go to Andro400.com or call 888-400-0435. 888-400-0435. Andro400.com.
All right, welcome in here, Fantasy Sports Radio Network, here on a Monday. And if you want to make it rain like Kawhi, suggestion, go to pointsbet.com/grid. Open up a PointsBet sports bet wagering, a sports wagering account, rather. Enter the promo code GRID, G-R-I-D, and you'll get two risk-free bets up to $1,000. In addition to traditional betting, PointsBet also offers its own betting concept where customers are rewarded by how much they win with their bets. For example, if you were to bet the New York Giants laying 3 and they cover the spread by, let's say, 7, you'll receive 7 times what your stake is. That's pointsbet.com/grid. Enter the promo code GRID and get your two risk-free bets up to $1,000 today. I'm going to assume we don't have a graphic for that spot, and I hope I didn't. I hope I'm reading the right spot. Is really what I hope is happening.
Okay.
All right. Very good. I wasn't sure there, man, because as I started it, it was I couldn't stop. It was rolling downhill. Much like LeBron's career here is rolling downhill. And Dane Martinez, Joe Ranieri, welcome in here, guys. We were just talking about the Frank Vogel hire for the Lakers. Congratulations there. Said absolutely nobody. And, you know, Frank Vogel, not a guy that's going to attract superstars, but he's not a guy that's going to repel them either. We were talking about, you know, who of all of these max player guys, these big name guys, free agents coming up this offseason, you know, who do you think is going to want to go play with LeBron? And I honestly don't think Anthony Davis is an option. I really don't think that's going to happen. Kyrie is absolutely a possibility, to Dane's point, where he might just, depending on how bad it is over this summer, he may want to turn back the hands of time and go, you know what? The hell with it. My bread was buttered with LeBron. Yep. I'll go back there. We'll redo it. It'll be a good story. He's aloof is not even the right. It's not a strong enough word to explain what the hell Kyrie is. Just a whack job.
Right.
One of the other guys that I had mentioned that I really think is a candidate to go with LeBron will be Jimmy Butler, who's a guy now is going to be 31 years old. He has a propensity to blow up locker rooms. He's a cancer. He doesn't relate to the younger guys. You know, he doesn't want to be the elder statesman in a locker room filled with a bunch of 22 and 25 year olds. It was a weird fit in Philadelphia, but I do think his body language and what we have heard from him, you can't give Jimmy Butler the keys to the Sixers franchise at 31 years old, especially with a history of not being able to get along with younger superstars. That's not going to work. Jimmy Butler's definitely got some ego, and he's got some locker room problems.
I got one more for you, too.
I do think him going, LeBron would be the only guy left in the league, I think, that he would actually respect, and LeBron would keep him in place, and going to the Lakers, going to LeBron, you know, him and LeBron will let him be him. I think it's something to keep an eye on. I do think that the possibility of Jimmy Butler going to LeBron, if anybody's going to go, Kyrie and Jimmy are probably the best two candidates going on there. But outside of that, I mean, Durant's not going. Kawhi,
I got one more for you, Joe.
Kawhi might not be going to L.A. I mean, if he does go to L.A., he's probably going to the Clippers anyway. But if he ends up making it to the championship here, I don't know that Kawhi picks up and leaves and goes. Maybe he stays another year in Toronto here, especially with the way they have embraced him. So there's much to be determined, but I do think that the Lakers, as usual, have done more to hurt their brand and hurt their chances of landing some of these big name free agents in the offseason. And congratulations, Magic, Jeannie Buss, Frank Vogel, Jason. You guys, good luck here. Let me know how this works out for you in the end.
Yeah, I got one more for you that I think could be interesting. Let me get your take on it. You know, because LeBron likes to surround himself with shooters, right? And what about one of the greatest shooters of all time? What about Klay Thompson, Joe? What about Klay? Because his dad played for the Lakers, right? You know, LeBron wants shooters, and Klay is a West Coast kind of guy. Maybe he takes his shot to prove, listen, I'm not the third or fourth option. You know, I could be number two there with LeBron. LeBron loves shooters. I think Klay has that kind of dog in him, similar to Jimmy Butler. I think he'd be a little bit respected. You know, LeBron knows that this guy's been through the wars, and his dad was a former Laker, and he wants shooters. What do you think about Klay Thompson? Because, you know, he might get a max deal somewhere because he ain't going to in Golden State. What do you think about Klay?
Well, we talked to Mr. Barry there, who follows the team there, who is, you know, one of the legends of the Golden State, you know, Warriors there throughout the history.
Yeah.
And his thought was, if Kevin Durant goes, they're going to pay Klay Thompson. And gotcha. Klay really has the rumor around the team is Klay has no desire to leave. Like, absolutely no. Like, he wants to be a Warrior for life. The only thing is they can't offer him the money they want to offer him right now because they got to figure out what KD's going to do, whether he'll stay, how much he'll take, all of that good stuff. But in no uncertain terms is Klay Thompson at the list, and then you start going down to Draymond as far as priority goes for this team.
Yeah.
It's Kevin Durant, Klay Thompson, Draymond Green in that order as far as being the guy. And Boogie Cousins is going to be wedged in there somewhere now too as well, because if Durant goes, you can give Boogie Cousins, you can give Klay Thompson the money. I think, you know, then it's going to be up to Draymond what he wants to do. But I do think Klay, yes, he's an L.A. guy, but I think he's perfectly content being where he is. I think he believes in Steph Curry. I think he believes in this team. And all he wants, if you get the money and Golden State gives it to you, why the hell would you leave, really, if you're Klay Thompson? Unless they only say, we'll give you half, then maybe right. There's something to that, but I do
he
think
feels
he's
disrespected
there.
Or something.
Right. I think he's their top priority, though. At least he should be. I mean, if Kevin Durant leaves like everyone says he does, and I'm not convinced he's leaving, but if he does, then who the hell else are you going to give the money to? Draymond before him?
Right. No, you got to lock up Klay. I think Klay, to your point, you know, I just think he could be an interesting fit in L.A. as a shooter. But
yes.
To your point, if he stays with the Warriors for life, you know what I mean? Then he ain't never got to worry about working again. He'll never have to pay for a meal. His name will be up in the rafters. You know, he'll in essence be Scottie Pippen. You know what I mean?
Which is a stadium coming too. I mean, my mistaken.
Right.
Right.
So that's a pretty good NBA life to live, right? You know what I mean? To be a treasured champion with that one franchise. One other thing, Joe, we haven't talked about it. Tomorrow, the Western Conference Finals, I believe, start, right? At 9 o'clock, but you know what's before that, Joe, is the draft lottery at 8:30. So maybe the answer to the question is Zion. You never know, right? They still got like a 2% chance. All my Knicks fans over here, like, this is a must-see TV for Knicks fans tomorrow. Everyone's getting excited, right? We moved Kristaps for the cap space and hopefully the draft pick. Everybody has visions of, you know, KD, Kyrie, and Zion. But ultimately, after tomorrow night, we might realize that all it lends us is the fifth pick. And like Cam Reddish or something. But the NBA Lotto at 8:30 tomorrow, for all you non-playoff teams, you still got something to watch for.
Joe LeCobb, the owner of the Warriors. It's funny you brought up Klay Thompson. You know, they combined for 60 points in that game over Houston, those two. And, you know, one did it in the first half. The other guy did it in the second half.
Tag
and he was asked, Yeah, he made he went out of his way to say, yeah, the plan is to keep these two together for life. And that's probably the smartest plan any owner could have. Exactly. You got CJ McCollum and Lillard right now. Keep that plan in place. That's actually pretty good. Now, Curry, I think, is locked up. He had a 5-year extension in 2017. Thompson, it will be a free agent at the end of this year. Although they, again, all indications are he's going to get a max contract next season before it starts. He's going to be with this team. It really depends on what Kevin Durant wants to do. Now, there is some, I'll tell you this as well. There is some talk about Kevin Durant is, and a lot of people don't realize about him, he is very big into the tech world, loves the tech world, in fact. And he has a lot of his investments, a lot of the money that he's making.
Silicon Valley there in the Bay.
Silicon Valley. And the guy that opened those doors for him is Joe LaCobb, who is one of the biggest tech giants in Silicon Valley, who owns the Golden State Warriors. So there is a relationship with Joe LaCobb, the owner, that goes beyond basketball. And, you know, a lot of those doors that were opened up for him to be able to invest that money were opened by Joe LaCobb and his connection. So just it's something to consider when it comes down to it, because you won't hear a lot about it, but that's the reality. Kevin Durant is one of these guys that has been planning the after basketball life for a while now. He's not a guy that, much like Kobe, has assimilated into life after basketball, and I think he's done an amazing job of it. Like Michael, like Magic, Kevin Durant is that guy too as well. Very headstrong, very smart, very business oriented, and he loves the tech world, man. So that's why I say, don't be surprised if Kevin Durant says, you know what, I'll come back another year.
Right, great. So that means the Knicks are going to wind up, when everyone thought it was going to be Kevin Durant, Kyrie Irving, and Zion Williamson, it'll wind up being D'Angelo Russell, Tobias Harris, and Cam Reddish. Or the kid from Gonzaga, whatever. Thanks.
Everyone talking about Kevin Durant wanting his own team. Like, I don't know. Everything that I've read and heard, that's not Kevin Durant. Like, Kevin Durant's got – he went to Golden State because he wants to win. He doesn't want to build. Like, that's not what his thing is. Like, he just wants to go out. The most fun he has, like he had said, a couple of weeks ago, he's like, this is the most fun I'm having. All right. You're going to have fun in New York. You're having fun because you're winning playoff games. Like, you're going to go to New York and not have fun for 2 years? Like, what? Because you got Zion? And, like, I don't get it. Like, I don't think his whole premise is, I want to go be the man. I don't know that that's Kevin Durant.
Yeah, I mean, we've talked about it before, even, you know, when it was Manny Machado and Bryce Harper, Joe. Right. We talked about it, like, what is the motivation of these players? We are ascribing what we think their motivation should be onto them, and we don't know. Same with Zion Williamson when he got hurt, right? We were telling him what we think he should do, right? We don't know if Kevin Durant is motivated by money, if he's motivated by chances to win the championship, if he's motivated by business and player relationships. Remember, he's supposedly best friends with Kyrie Irving. Are they talking together about joining the same team or not? We don't know the motivations. We all know what we think it should be for him, but we don't know that he cares about wanting to be the man, like we heard that Kyrie wanted to be the alpha dog and stuff like that. We don't know if he cares about the state tax in different states, you know, so. But we're going to find out in a couple of months, and it's going to be very interesting. A lot of player movement. These teams are going to be reloading for next year for sure, especially even if KD leaves Golden State and you think another year forward, maybe the Warriors dynasty is kind of the window may be closing a little bit. All the more evidence and reason for some of these other teams to go take their shot, sign one of these max guys and take their shot at the champs.
Yep, it's certainly going to be very interesting as far as the offseason goes. But I do think, I think one of the biggest dominoes is going to be Kawhi Leonard. And I think a lot about what happens with Kawhi Leonard is going to determine what happens here over this next series and if Kawhi makes it to the finals. And listen, Kawhi is one of the weirdest dudes that you're ever going to meet. Like, until last night, I didn't even know he talked most of the time. Right. Like, that was the most emotion I've ever seen from the guy ever. Right. Strange dude, man. I mean, but okay. I mean, that's fine. I mean, that's, you know, to each their own. He's one of the best in the game who also benefited from, let's face it, coming up with some of the game's greatest in San Antonio, playing for one of the greatest head coaches. So that's the product right there, courtesy of the San Antonio Spurs. they helped mold kind of Kawhi into what he was yesterday, which is totally clutch. But I do think what happens to the Toronto Raptors here moving forward, I think that's going to play a lot with his decision as far as whether he leaves Toronto or not. I'm not sold he's leaving either.
Yeah, it's possible. I remember I've talked about this, that these small market teams kind of need that extended recruitment visit, right? And then maybe they like it and stay. Paul George in Oklahoma City, Kawhi in Toronto. That's why I've been thinking about some of these teams. They should do that, like a Portland, for example. Get a guy. Maybe he'll like it and stay.
Yep. All right. Final hour coming up next.
Fantasy Sports Today.
There's no commitment that needs to be made. You just need to show up. That doesn't have to be a story. You don't have to tell me how you're committed to the mandatory minicamp. If you don't show up for the mandatory minicamp, that's problems. Fines, and it means that you want to do your own thing and you don't care about the team. Then I'll criticize you, but not for the voluntary stuff. I just have to be there. If the NFLPA and the league negotiate it, what Tom Coughlin did was wrong, and anything other than what Adam Gase said would be wrong, in my opinion.
Saturdays, 8 a.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers. DailyRoto.com. Learn from the game's best DFS players. We don't just give you premier advice. We play every day. All major sports, all year round, we never stop. Industry-leading DFS tools and custom projections. And now, the DailyRoto.com Optimizer. In minutes, build an optimized lineup for cash games and tourneys. Learn from the game's best DFS players. Join DailyRoto.com.
Indeed knows finding the right hire takes time away from your business.
Hiring a qualified data engineer felt like a second job.
More job seekers use Indeed than any other site, so there's no better place to find someone with the skills you're looking for.
I needed someone with a master's in computer science and database experience.
Plus, Indeed screener questions help you find your shortlist fast.
Now I'm back to having just one job.
See why more than 3 million companies worldwide use Indeed to hire. Post your job at Indeed.com/hire. Indeed, the world's number one job site. Source.com score total visits.
Message and data rates may apply.
Hi, I'm Frank Thomas, the Big Hurt. After I left baseball, I just couldn't stay in shape like I used to. Turns out, once you hit 40, your body has less free testosterone, and that can make it harder to get into shape. So I got back into the game with Nugenix. I'm feeling stronger with a lot more energy and drive. You want to get back into shape? Get Nugenix.
All you have to do is send one simple text.
Frank's right. Just text YOUTH to 321321 to get a complimentary bottle of award-winning Nugenix, the number one selling free testosterone booster at GNC. Its unique man-boosting formula is powered by Testofen, a patented key ingredient clinically researched to help a man feel stronger, leaner, more energetic, and more passionate.
And guys, she'll like the difference too.
Nugenix samples are not available in stores. To get your complimentary bottle, text YOUTH to 321321. That's YOUTH to 321321.
Full-time fantasy.
There's a man named Telvin Smith who says, I don't think I want to play this year. I'm going to take a break. I mean, look, I wish the guy well. I do. I wish the guy well, and I hope he gets whatever help he needs, okay? But I just look at this and I say, we can't start having all players do this without warning. It's just not good for business.
Well, at the same time, an NFL team could cut these guys anytime they want. So how do you provide against that?
Yes, it always works in the favor of the employer.
Weekdays, 2 to 4 p.m. Eastern on the Fantasy Sports Network and on your popular podcast providers.
All right, coming up here, final hour, Make It Rain to Fantasy Sports Radio Network. We'll dive into some of the series prices, some of the numbers here, and kind of lay out a blueprint for how we're planning on betting the upcoming conference championships in the NBA. We had mentioned UFC 237 in Rio over the weekend, a bit of controversy. This card, if it was 10 years ago, might have cost us all $10,000 on pay-per-view. You know, Jose Aldo, Anderson Aldo. Silva, BJ Penn. Yeah. I mean, we're talking about some of the legends here, Brazilian legends in the MMA UFC world. And I do think that what we learned was it's not disrespectful to tell some of these legends that, yo, dude, like, hang it up. Like, let's not go into the octagon anymore. Like, let's find something else to do. I mean, watching Anderson Silva at 44 years old, you know, collapse and almost get his leg broke again. I can't, like, BJ Penn, like, where did you dust this dude off from? Like, come on. Yeah. Like, 10 years ago, great. I mean, Jose Aldo was just, you know, looks like a shell of himself, too, as well. I mean, the Russian guy just, you know, chased him around the ring the entire time. And it was just it was awkward. Not to mention, we're in Brazil and no Brazilians are winning on the card at all. And then we get to the championship until the end. And we, you know, we had our good friend Jay, the Sports Cake CEO, joined us on Friday like he does. He's our MMA guy. We go to him for our UFC picks. He gave us Rose Namajunas, who's, you know, she's a recent champion in the strawweight division. She decided to go into enemy territory. She could have fought in Vegas, wanted to take Andrade in her own country there in Brazil, in Rio. She did. And let me tell you something, for the first round and a half, she beat the living crap out of Andrade. I mean, she was impressive until Andrade picked her up like a hamburger and pile-drived her on the top of her head and almost cracked her neck, knocked her out, fight over, TKO. And really, what we were all talking about, and we'll touch base on this coming up after the top of the hour, was apparently this is allowed in the rules, but how is pile driving somebody on the top of their head, almost breaking their neck, how is that allowed in mixed martial arts? What move is that exactly? We'll talk about that, because the response from UFC, wow, amazing. We'll give you that coming up on the Fantasy Sports Radio Network.